Hare Krishna. Here we are, March 9th and 10th, Safari Yatra 2007 in Tirupati. We arrived here, and after getting settled down, we immediately went up to see Balaji. This was an afternoon darshan. The devotees went ahead first because they had a different type of darshan. They had a cellar darshan. And I and 10 other devotees had a VIP darshan. So that by the time we were entering in, they were already coming out and they were doing kirtan. We could see them from inside the queue cage. Some of the Vaishnava, some of the youth had worn Ramanuja Sampradaya Tilak. I was getting worried that they're getting converted. It was, anyway, at least they're Vaishnavas. Later I found out there was somebody who was a professional tilak wala. For 5 rupees he would put the tilak on, so that some got the tilak. Some of the youth also shaved their heads for offering for Balaji, even some of the girls. So somehow, once said his parents were asking him to cut his hair for 4 years, but now he's doing it for Balaji. So his parents should be pleased. When we got in, we were way to the end of the queue when there was a little break for offering Balaji his boga. Although the busy days go until 2:30 in the morning, but he always stops for his boga, the offerings of which will produce the wonderful prasadam which Tirupati is famous for. So when we came in, just before the offering was going to be made, they let us stand before Lord Balaji. Venkateshwara Prabhupada said, Balaji is a youthful Krishna, and he has come here to bless all the devotees. Prabhupada personally visited Tirupati Tirumala and had the darshan. And he had many pastimes with this temple and yatra. So somehow we got a very nice darshan, meaning we were in front of the deity for maybe half a minute, which is a long time for Tirupati. And then they closed the curtain. Then they said, okay, go on next. But my host, chaperone, he put me back and had me again stay. Like that, 4 times I had a darshan. So 2 minutes in Tirupati is like an eternity. I made all my prayers. I thought Balaji is giving me so much mercy. I was feeling so happy to see his transcendental smile. And his presence is an experience which is very difficult. It's impossible to explain. It's wonderful. Then we came out, had a darshan of Akula Devi, the mother of Balaji, in the kitchen. This time they took us in the kitchen, let us take a little peek how they do the cooking. Everything is in pure ghee. Then we came around, we had darshan, and one of the pujaris took us into the dressing room, and they said that for 1 week they had dressed the Lord in a special super long silken sari or cloth. They took that off on Friday. So today was Friday, so they took it, and they put it on our face, on our head. Then they gave it to me to hold, to my heart. It was another special mercy. They had another cloth, which was a white cloth that they wiped Balaji's form down after bathing him with different scented oils. And they let us take a whiff of that, put it on our face. It was a special blessing. As we were going to go out, then again they said, come back, Balaji is calling you. And we went back in, and at that time we were standing in the back, and after, just as they were preparing to offer some more ceremonies, they had us, we were able to see an aarti of the Lord's, with a big 1,000 lamp aarti and a camphor lamp. It was a special mercy with me, and Uttama Prabhu from Washington, he was also there. He said that this unforgettable experience. So we came out, had darshan of Bharaha Devi. Even that temple was closed. The pujari brought us in, gave us a special darshan. But the devotees had already left. The next day, met the devotees at Padmavati temple. They had done a big Harinam to Govindaraj, but I was a little late in catching up with them. Then at the Padmavati temple, we also saw Krishna Balaram deities. Krishna is seated smiling, his original temple there. And Balaram is wearing shoes. So this is his mode when he came to South India during the Kurukshetra war. So we had nice darshan of Krishna Balaram and Padmavati, the consort of Lord Venkateshwara, the Chaya Sita. We got the mercy here. Then we went back to the temple where we had that evening a special program. There are so many devotees were dancing. Devotees were putting on the sham dance, which was very moving, how a conditioned soul gets accepted by Krishna back in the spiritual world. The different devotees, at the end we had a grand finale where I asked everyone to get up and dance. And so a whole crowd for about 20 minutes was dancing and chanting. I'll tell more about our evening program later. But it was very nice arrangements made by Revati Raman Prabhu and all the devotees here in Tirupati. There was really nice prasadam, nice publicity, good press. So everybody's lamenting that why we have made such a short stay in Tirupati. And the next day on the 11th now we're going to be heading out to Chennai where I'll give you some more reports. Thank you, Jai Pataka Swami. On the scene here with the safari program. Okay, how do you stop this thing?